Systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
Take a big deep breath. I'm your host, Mike Yellick. Welcome to One Sports Talk. Dude, if anything else goes wrong tonight, I will walk off of this program.
Okay.
that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Like, well, annoying things going on in the studio.
What would I do?
Well, you would be fine. All right. You would be fine.
But who would I talk to?
I don't know. It's a good point.
Derek.
Well. Yeah, Derek from McCungy. But yeah, I mean, annoying things in the studio. Blog Talk doesn't seem to understand how to actually have a connection last week. I mean, really, I got to give a big, giant one of these. What was that last week?
I don't know.
I mean, I had so many people text me, call me, hey, what's going on with the show? Like, and they were probably, it would have been an interesting show because, you know, the drinks were flowing and
true, but
it didn't work out, and that's unfortunate.
Yep. Thanksgiving Eve was not as as Pokemon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wow. All right. But what? You know who you were starting to sound like, by the way.
People. I mean, they.
You're starting to sound like. Andy
was that like a wise ass comment?
No, Chip, it wasn't. All right, but we got a lot to do tonight. We got Rob Guarino coming on. He's going to talk to us at 8 because I got a couple things I want to talk about first that we didn't get to last week. Let's pretend we didn't have a show last week. We were also on a bye week. We had our own bye week last
week. Okay, that sounds good.
You know, Eagles coming off the Cowboys.
Yeah.
How about that, by the way?
Yeah.
Big Cowboys win.
Not a surprise to me.
And then
obviously I picked it.
Yeah, and then the Bears obviously, you know, beat the Bears.
Hey, they came close.
Yeah, okay.
They came real close to getting another field goal somewhere in there.
Yeah. One of the things I want to talk about tonight, could we be seeing for the first time ever an all PA Super Bowl?
I think
it's possible.
I assume to say on the
really?
Those West Enders over there on that West
Well,
side
I
there.
Don't know. They certainly look sharp, and they always get it together. Now,
yeah, well,
you're really going to tell.
Well,
listen, you're really going to be able to tell in week 15 when they play each other, Patriots-Steelers. So
yes.
That'll be a good game.
Steelers and the Patriots.
I think the Steelers can pull that out. And that would make them a game ahead, and they would have the tiebreaker. So that might be for home field throughout. Can you imagine if Pennsylvania, the whole state, has home field throughout in all of the playoffs?
That would be
AFC and NFC. That'd be cool. Think about it. NFC Championship and AFC Championship all being held in Pennsylvania that weekend. That would be cool. I want to see that.
Do you?
Yeah, don't you?
You know what?
What?
I just might.
How could you not? I mean, that's pretty cool. But we're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. Yeah, listen, I'm excited. I mean, look, I know the Eagles. There's no way. I'm loud tonight, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not sure
what's going on here.
Pretty, pretty loud.
It was probably from that toboggle last week.
Toboggle?
Yeah.
I think it's trying to say debacle.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to line number 2. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Am I on?
You're on.
What? Hey, this is Mike from Academy. How are you?
Hey, on the mic with Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, pretty good. I can barely hear you guys for some reason. Are you guys far away from the mic? I can barely hear you.
No, we're right up against it.
All right, something just got better on the call. So I heard the intro. You guys are thinking of a Pennsylvania Super Bowl. I'm all for it.
Yeah. There you go.
I think it would be awesome, especially if one played on a Saturday and the other played on a Sunday. You can go see both games in the same weekend. That'd be awesome.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty awesome, yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's what I mean. Like, I really want to see it. Now, do I think it's going to happen? I don't, but I wish it would.
Yeah.
Because one of them isn't going to just know it.
It would be good. The Eagles.
Mike, how are you feeling about yours?
The Steelers.
So, listen, anything can happen. Every team's an injury away from, looking atrocious. So it could happen to my team. It could happen to the Patriots. I've been saying this all year, 40-year-old bones and 40-year-old ligaments doesn't take much to snap one. I mean, Aaron Rodgers' tackle didn't look like much, and it knocked him out for the season. So I can pray for that.
Yeah.
I'd be very thankful for that. But I also want to play a team at full power. I think if this is the year we can take them, we'll see.
Yeah, no, I agree. Honestly, in my opinion, Steelers are the best in the AFC. Eagles are the best in the NFC. Now, you know both times the number one seed usually doesn't both make the play and make the Super Bowl.
Right.
It would be cool, and it would be intriguing. I mean, you know, everyone said at the beginning of the year, oh, how cool would it be that Chiefs-Eagles rematch, teacher versus the student. They stink.
That's over. I'm over that.
Yeah, I don't care about
right.
that. I don't want to see that. and, you know, the only two intriguing matchups right now, Eagles and the Steelers and the Eagles and the Patriots, and that would be revenge factor and everything like that and, you know, that whole factor. But I don't know. I kind of think the more intriguing one, believe it or not, is actually the all-PA Super Bowl, and it's just a matter of PA owns the entire Super Bowl. Now, it stinks because it's in Minnesota. Of all sports,
right.
Minnesota,
right.
Really? That's where
yeah.
you go? I mean, I'm okay with it. Whatever.
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Minnesota.
Mike, let me yeah.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. What do you
yeah.
think, and answer truthfully for both teams, who poses the biggest threat to the Steelers? Who poses the biggest threat to the Eagles?
Ooh, I like that question.
Well, obviously, the obvious one, I'll start with that. New England Patriots kind of have our number, so I'm going to say New England Patriots are the biggest threat. I'm hoping for home field advantage, but to be honest with you, Steelers in the playoffs have lost home field advantage games before, so I think that's the biggest threat. And then for honestly, for you guys, I think it's Minnesota. I think Minnesota is as well-rounded or a little bit better than the Eagles. I think Eagles have their certain advantages at positions. I think at quarterback, they have the advantage. I think at receiver, Minnesota's got the advantage. I think at defense, it's about a wash. Special teams, it's about a wash. I would say Minnesota's got a better coach, in my opinion, because he's got more of a track record. But outside of that, I think it's going to be a good game. I think that's their biggest threat.
Maybe I didn't hear you correctly. You didn't just say Minnesota quarterback is better.
No.
No. I said the Eagles have the advantage at quarterback.
Okay. I was like,
yeah.
With you? Well, you never know.
No.
People have said things
yeah,
on the
this
show.
This is Mike from Patty,
right? Right. No, I got it. But, you know, I thought I heard differently. I'm like, wait a second. Chase Keith, come on.
Yeah, no. He's having a great year, though. He is having a great year. You got to give Case Keenum some props. He's having a pretty damn good year.
I know. Here's another thing, Mike, and I don't know if you saw this watching the game this weekend. I don't know if I'm really that worried about the Saints anymore.
I think, you know, they can't piece together several good weeks. Much like my Steelers, sometimes they play the level of their competition, and for whatever reason, Drew Brees likes playing from behind. I don't get it. He's pretty good at it typically, but you're right. I think they're less of a threat than if you would ask me 2 weeks ago, I would have thought they were the bigger threat because their running game is astounding. They got a Hall of Fame quarterback on that team. They probably got a Hall of Fame coach. Their defense looks way, they're playing out of their minds. That's the problem. I can't trust that defense to be week in and week out. Like you can trust. I mean, right now, I just saw a stat today that blew my mind. I didn't know the Eagles only gave up one touchdown in the month of November on defense. That's amazing. That blew my mind.
Yeah, one touchdown. The Eagles are playing on a whole nother level than I think any Eagles team in years.
Mike, would you say this team is better than 04?
I just had this argument with someone yesterday. I do not, and I kind of broke it down. I mean, you can't even compare receivers back then. You can't compare running backs. The last team that went to the Super Bowl, I think, was a much better team. I think the difference is these guys are playing better as a team than the 04 team was. Like, so right now, the way they're playing, this team is hot. That team back then just had so much talent. There was no way they weren't going to the Super Bowl. So it'd be a great thing to watch those two play each other.
No, I agree. But I want to talk about one thing. Okay, so you look at the quarterback. Carson Wentz, I'm saying, is definitely better than McNabb was. Receivers,
oh.
But if you count T.O., Mike, I'm going to go with this year's receivers.
Well, you can't take out T.O. I mean, you can't take out – that's like telling me right now, take away Antonio Brown from the Steelers. You can't take away the best player on the – he was the best player on the team.
Cowboys, and they weren't winning Super Bowls.
Well, I know, but I'm just –
it's true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're that far away. Defensively, the backfield was better back then. Defensive line, I would say this year is better.
I would agree.
I don't really care.
But here's the thing, real quick from me, because you definitely put in more insight than I do.
Right.
The reason I think this team is better than the 04 team is, Mike, exactly what you said, which is they are a team. Okay, back then they got to the Super Bowl because they had star-studded players. Mm-hmm. Okay, that doesn't make them a better team. They have better players on their team. There's a difference there. This team is a better team, looking at the whole team, than back then. Back then, they had enough star players that nobody had the talent to compete with them. This team, I feel, can beat a team with star players, despite not having as many.
Right? That's a valid point. What I would say is, when I went back and looked at the 2004 schedule, the teams that they beat and how they beat them were handily. Then you look at this year, and it's kind of a little bit of fool's gold, at least on paper. Like, you're not really impressed at what they did to the Bears, right? You're not really impressed at what they did to some of the teams they beat. But we'll see if they can hold their muster in the playoffs. I mean, if they can do the same thing through the playoffs against these good teams, then you got a point. But I mean, as of right now, looking at the level of competition, 04 schedule versus this schedule, what they did and what they're doing now, both are impressive, but this team is so immature yet. They're not proven. They haven't, it hasn't been medal to medal yet, I don't think. It's almost like watching the Patriots play the Browns every week is what it feels like. But not that every team is that bad. It's just they're making them look that bad. That defense right now is nasty. They're one or two in my mind right now and just by watching them. Like, I became a Steelers fan because I love defense. I never hated I've had this conversation with Mike before. I've never hated the Baltimore Ravens because when they got to the Super Bowls, their defenses were nasty, and I rooted for them. Like, I'm rooting for the first time in my life, and Michael attested this, I'm enjoying watching the Eagles. I think, and I've fallen in love with Carson Wentz. I like his character. I like everything he's doing on the field. He's a leader. He's winning over us non-Eagle fans. Every couple of years, you get one player on the Eagles that wins over the non-Eagle fans. You had Reggie White. I mean, you had Westbrook, and now I think it's Carson Wentz. I think in everything in between, if you weren't an Eagles fan, you didn't really appreciate much. T.O. all thrown there, too. But they're winning me over a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a Titans fan, and I'm right there with you. I love Carson Wentz. I'm on the Carson Wentz train. I'm on the Wentz way. So, I mean, I can't help but actually be entertained and enjoy watching them play. And it's like, pains me to say it, but I mean, what are you gonna do?
I'm with you, and I hate saying it to my Eagle fan buddies, but I gotta respect what they're doing. I do. I don't take away their schedule. I don't take. You can only play who you play, and they're handling their business.
Yeah.
But I always say curb your enthusiasm until they play like a really, really good team that you're like, wow, now I'm impressed. Like last year when they beat our Steelers, I was impressed, and then the wheels fell off. Of the Wentz wagon.
Yeah. I think, honestly, like you said, I really think that you're going to see them a team.
Well, these next 2 weeks.
Like you say, no. No. The Seahawks and the Rams.
You know
still,
how I feel about the Seahawks.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. Seahawks and the Rams still not, as Mike said it, they would not to metal on metal for me. Okay, I think that the Eagles don't get that challenge until they get to the playoffs.
Mike, all year I've said to everyone that listens, the Eagles could go 15-1, but that one game they're going to lose is at the Seahawks. I don't like the Eagles in this game. I think the Seahawks in Seattle are a better team.
Yeah, but they've been losing in Seattle all year. Okay? No, they lost more than
They have more than one.
Okay? They're not as good of a team as they used to be. And the fact, honestly, I will say that they're not even good enough for that man in Seattle to actually even make a difference. I mean, I think he's just living now, to be honest. I mean, the Redskins at home. Like, I mean, come on, you can't. And then you look at what the Eagles did to the Redskins. Like, be real here.
I don't like the, I'm telling you, I think the Seahawks are a good team. And the Rams.
Mind you, you're batting below 500.
On my Eagles.
For the Eagles.
I agree. So, yeah. But, I mean.
You actually just straight up.
Mike, we're up against it, but let me ask a question. And I thought as I was watching against the Bears. Did the Eagles get too hot too early?
Too hot when? Well, I missed the last part. Too hot when?
Too early. Like, is it too early?
In that specific game, or are you saying in the season? Like, are they peaking now and then they may go downhill? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How do you know they peak?
And we can limp into the playoffs.
So, maybe. I actually understand what you're – I feel you. I get it. I think there's – listen, we're going to find out in these next 2 weeks. I said all along – and you and I think had this kind of no. I had a conversation with 2.0. You know 2.0. The stars are aligning. Like you got Ezekiel Elliott when he got suspended, and you also got their best lineman was not in there for the game. Like and now you're facing injured teams everywhere. I mean everything's falling into place in the regular season. It's gonna all come down to the playoffs. Are they mature enough yet? Are they ready for the playoffs? Listen, let's use this exact same scenario from last year, the Dallas Cowboys. What did they finish the regular season at? They were unbeatable, other than the Giants beat them twice. They were unbeatable last year. We're like, they're going to sail through the playoffs. They almost beat Green Bay Packers, but they weren't ready, and now look what happened this year. Boom, the wheels came off again. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen to the Eagles because I finally got a little fire for them in my belly. I'm hoping they don't do what the Cowboys did because I'm not a Cowboys fan either. So I'd like to see them get past the hump, but I'm scared for them that same thing might happen. But because they're winning with defense more than they are with offense, I think you got a better shot than what they had last year. And you don't have to go up against Aaron Rodgers, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank God. Because they lost the thing for beating them, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
What I want is two scores. Eagles at the Seahawks score, and I want a Steelers at the Bengals score. Both of them, by the way, is not really on Football Sunday. The one is 8:30, and the other one's Monday. So we have the two primetime games. So give me a
So I think because the Eagles aren't in a must-win situation and the Seahawks kind of are, I think the Seahawks eke out a 23-21 win because those scores have been higher than usual too, right? Isn't it usually pretty low scoring when you get two good defenses together? But for whatever reason, Seahawks games are pretty high. So I'm going to go 23-21. Seahawks eke it out, maybe with a game-winning field goal. All year long, I said the Seahawks are going to, with their injuries, who knows. And then what was the other game you wanted me to pick?
Steelers at Bengals.
Steelers at Bengals. Oh, that should, like, listen, I never say it's going to be a blowout, ever. It's a divisional game, so I'm not going to say it now either. I'm going to, very similar type scores, but probably lower. I'm going to go like 17-14. And I got to take my Steelers. It's in Cincinnati. I think we're still going to beat them. It may be an ugly, knockdown, drag-out fight like they always are in these games. Us in Cincinnati and us in Baltimore.
Really?
So I'm taking my Steelers. I am.
That Bengals team, they suck. That Bengals
team, they do suck. They do suck, but we play down to the level of competition every week. I mean, I'm used to it. Steelers have never been a team that blow out teams by large margins. I've been a fan since I'm 5. Very seldom do we beat the teams even that we're supposed to by a lot. It's just what we do. It's a shame, but that's what we do.
Yeah, I smoke that. I think it's
Yeah, my heart is listen. My heart and my head are telling me two different things. My heart's saying we're gonna blow them out by 28 to like 10. That's more realistic in my mind. But I'm gonna be fair and say that again. We usually beat our divisional rivals by field goals, not by touchdowns. For whatever reason, we know each other too well. These two coaches have coached against each other now for what, 11 years? They know each other inside and out.
All right.
They know our tendencies and our habits. So.
Mike from Zatomy checking in. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
Thanks, guys. Great show. Keep it up.
Take it easy, Mike.
All right, there he is. Mike from Zatomy checking in. Yeah, he. I'm telling you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But listen to what he said.
What?
Listen to what he said.
What?
He said because must-win game for the Seahawks, and it's not a must-win game for the Eagles.
No, it's
he
a must-win
not,
game.
For the, no, it's not.
We want to get home field advantage throughout.
It's not. It's not a must-win game for the Eagles.
What?
Look,
I beg to differ.
It is not a must-win game.
It is.
You do not. Look, they're going to go to the play. Whether they get home field advantage or not is fine. It's a more must-win game for the Seahawks because this is like, okay, are we even getting to the playoffs kind of thing? Okay? And that's what Mike was saying. Not saying, oh, it's because they're in Seattle. That was even all season because they're in Seattle. And that has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
Well, listen, I think it's going to – I'm telling you, it could be an ugly game. I'm not saying – listen, Eagles are still going to score over 30 points.
I don't even think they score 30 points.
Oh.
No way. There's no way. They let one touchdown in all of last
no,
month.
No. I said the Eagles.
I know.
Oh, so you don't think they're going to score
you
over 30?
You just said they're going to lose. There's no Seahawks are scoring over 30 against the Eagles.
Oh,
absolutely
that's what you're
not.
Saying?
Absolutely not. You're insane, dude.
I'm just going to tell you right now. I know we do predictions in an hour. 33-30.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those games, and it's going to be, you know, Pete Carroll with his stupid gum in his mouth, cracking the gum, and they're going to bring it all the way down, and they're going to it's going to be like a pass a Baldwin on the sidelines, and then it's going to milk the clock, and they're going to kick a stupid field goal, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Yeah.
33-30.
You know what? I'm just looking at you finally being right one, seeing as it is me. So.
I hope I'm wrong, but
I've said all year. At least you'll keep your losing streak.
Maybe I'm doing this on purpose.
Yeah. Sure.
Although, let's just, right? Have I not been saying this all year, that the Seahawks is the game, the Eagles are definitely losing?
Yes, you have. It's been annoying all year long.
I think this is a absolute house loss for your Philadelphia Eagles. And guess what?
Let me let all the listeners out there know, when Mike Yelich tells you to bet that house, you will lose your house, okay? It is like a 68 chance that you will lose your house. And when it comes down to betting, extremely high, okay? Don't.
By the way,
it's like that, what's that commercial? It's like, when you want to make a bet, you go to Mike Yelich. When you go to Mike Yelich, he tells you to bet the house. When you bet your house, you lose your house. Don't listen to Mike Yelich, your house.
Yeah. No, you might be right.
I am right. Like the Steelers last year, I was insane. You laughed the show.
No, I agree.
You said it was impossible. No. The word impossible, which means 0% chance of happening.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What the hell is going on with the Chiefs? Now 5-0 and have 5 of the last 6. What?
That's what happened.
Wow. What happened to that team? Can you imagine?
They
here we go. Andy Reid can't get it done.
Hey, that's
see?
Mantra.
How cool is that, though? I mean, think about this, Dustin. We looked at that at the beginning of the season and said it's going to be the best division in football. We said the Raiders, the Chiefs. I mean, the winner might be 7 in that division.
I mean, you're talking about you're talking about prediction that's made in the beginning of the season based off of last season's performance, and if you include the preseason, you can. But
we said the Giants were going to win this division.
I think only you said that.
There were a lot of national punters saying,
"Oh yeah, I'm
Giants."
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and they were going to the Super Bowl.
Can we
talk
about this too?
Sure.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, what about him?
Why? What is wrong with Ben McAdoo? You're gonna bench your franchise?
I would. What is he doing?
Hey.
What is he doing?
I'm sorry, Geno Smith. Is he good?
Oh, I never
he
said
sucks.
I never said he was good.
It's disrespectful. If Ben McAdoo thinks that's keep his job by benching your franchise quarterback, Eli Manning is the only reason that godforsaken awful team actually even made the Super Bowl and actually won it.
Oh,
Eli
right.
Manning is the reason they won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning should be not benched at all.
You're right. You're right. But at the same time, you know, you have to look at the fact that how many years ago was that? How many years ago was that?
I get it. It was, let's see,
yeah.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. Right.
Okay.
5 years is a long time. It makes a big difference. That's like benching your buddy Keenum in Bridgewater because Bridgewater is your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't bench someone who's – and when somebody's not hot, I don't care if it's Tom Brady, you try something
you
different.
You wouldn't be benching Tom Brady.
If Tom Brady was playing like Eli Manning, you're Darren Wright, I'd bench him.
Oh, God. Listen.
If Tom Brady's throwing interceptions, getting 100-yard games, having like 40, 50% quarterback ratings in every single game, you're telling me you keep him in just for his name and what he's done in the past?
Because he can get hot at any time.
Oh,
now, listen, maybe the Giants are doing what the Sixers are doing, and they're trying to tank, trying to have a process. So if that's
they're already
the case,
getting a good draft. I don't know what that's about.
Well, but here's the thing. If you look at it, Eli Manning, where does he go from here? I'll tell you where I think he goes.
49ers.
No. No, they have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Where does he go?
Jacksonville.
That would be cool.
You know why? Tom Coughlin.
Top of
down
Coughlin.
There. So,
Tom
Coughlin down there. You got Tom and Eli again. I don't know. I mean, I seem to like it. I seem to like, you know, Eli Manning. Now, there's also talk if Kirk Cousins leaves, which I think he might.
Yeah.
Eli Manning to the Redskins?
That would be stupid.
It would be stupid on the Giants to let him go there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because think about it. Then you're going
to – Then I'll want him. Then I'll want him to play well.
Oh, yeah, of course. I like Eli. Look. The Manning family, whether you love them or hate them, the Manning family deserves respect. They are classy people.
They do deserve respect.
Yeah.
But because they're classy people, and because Eli Manning is a football-minded quarterback, okay,
right.
I think that even he himself would understand trying something different, okay? If I was a quarterback with Eli Manning's skills and I was playing like, I don't know, off my head, Colin Kaepernick, I would want somebody else in there. Would I? Oh, you should put Geno Smith in over me? No. I mean, do you have the quarterback? Because he's probably better than Geno Smith. But at the same time, you know, as a football player, you're a professional football player. The word professional is in there for a reason. Be professional and understand that you're not hot. You haven't been getting hot. You haven't even been showing signs of getting hot. No, just for one game. Take a rest. Watch some films. Give Carson a call. Get some pointers.
I don't know. Dustin, we really disagree on this.
Oh, we absolutely disagree.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, you know, now I'm, first of all, I'm not saying that they should be starting Geno Smith. What I'm saying it's a right notion, wrong motion kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I think it's the right notion.
You do.
Who's not playing, really?
No, the whole team is playing awful.
Yeah, but
you gotta bench the whole team?
Well, you can't the whole team because the whole team is already
Why are you benching him?
For the same reason if he was hot and French Fryhead was still playing and he couldn't get another receiver. I don't
French
care.
French Fry isn't playing well. Well, obviously, he's injured reserve. But my point being, because somebody's not playing well. Look, Carson Wentz played like hot garbage last year. His last six games times Carson Wentz looked like hot garbage out there because he didn't have anybody he's throwing to. Right. Eli Manning is not throwing to anybody. Every receiver he had started with this season when he was actually putting up decent stats has been injured or is on injured reserve. So how are you going to go on Eli Manning? Eli Manning can't help that they put crap as Eli Manning can't help that the Ben McAdoo-doo is a complete idiot.
I just think you have something against Ben McAdoo. I mean,
he's terrible.
I'm not saying he's good. What I'm
he's a terrible coach, and he's going to be gone.
What I'm trying to say is, okay, Carson Wentz last year, even without receivers,
okay,
played better than Eli Manning's doing now without receivers.
What do you want him to do? Like, what do you want Eli to do?
You're a Hall of Fame quarterback, like
which he is.
Would you think he is?
Yeah.
Okay. You can make something happen. Okay. Peyton Manning can make something happen. I guarantee you. Put Tom Brady on the Giants, they start winning. I don't care if they have crap, because he makes plays.
You see that, dude?
I'm just letting you know, man.
We're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah.
We got to take a timeout. We got to pay some bills. We haven't done it last week. But we will be right back right here on Sports Talk.
Where are we?
One. Ellsberg Eastern Hunger. Satisfaction's guaranteed.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best.
Phillipsburg Easton Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, we got lights in Greenewald lit right now. The reason it's lit, Kaiser Electric is officially the sponsor of Lights in Greenwald. It's also the sponsor of One Sports Talk. They're always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity, and they have revolving coupons on their website at workkaiserelectric.com. You mention the code One Sports Talk, you're getting $50 off of your first service call. All right? Servicing the Lehigh Valley, they're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. Your mic's not on. Get your weekend back. So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser Electric. They did it for me, and they're going to do it for you, okay? I don't know if they're going to do it for a house like month because, you know, they really had to do a lot here to get lights and green walls going, all right? But you can call Werkheiser Electric if you heard Phillipsburg Easton Honda. You know what else you're going to hear? You're going to hear Auto Body, all right? They're family-owned and operated since 1948. They got the state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your well. You get 90 days free. All right. It takes 45 seconds to approve, and get up to date repair status online. Get your cars is getting repaired. Deku's service. DekuAutoBody.com. 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA. 610-264-5507. Also, you want to check out Miller Lite. I'm drinking some right now. All right. You for the greatest light beer and the original light beer. You want Miller Lite. All right. Beer. Beer, beer. Make sure you check out me and go to Miller Lite. Doc, Miller Lite. I'm having some trouble, all right? Miller Lite. Doc.
My friends are heated, taking slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves.
All right. Right, we are back here on One Sports. Yeah, we're having a good debate. I mean, look, in my opinion, I do have to show respect to Eli Manning and that Ben McAdoo-doo. He is probably the one. I think it's funny because Eagles, me included, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe Ben McAdoo would be a good choice. And the Giants were actually like, oh, no, the Eagles are interested in him. We got to sign him. And then they signed him. It sucks. He is the worst. I would say, honestly, he's the top five. Worst head coaches, terrible head coach. He might be a good offensive coordinator, but you just difference in offensive coordinators that fail, Ben McAdoo, and offensive coordinators that succeed, Doug Peterson. All right. It didn't all come together in their first years. Had average years last year.
Yeah.
But one has a team. And really, you say you can say this. Doug Peterson has that locker room over that team. He won over that locker
room. The relationship is a key point in the team being successful.
Ben McAdoo lost that team 5 games ago, at least.
Oh.
And now he's the scapegoat, Eli Manning.
Yeah,
so, hey, listen, we can talk about it many, many times, but I really do. I think it's respectful. And I can't believe I'm saying these things because I'm an Eagles fan and I hate the Giants. But this isn't about the hating the Giants.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Maybe this will clear up my point a little bit.
Sure.
You're going to say
if
something
he had,
about it, man, why would I say anything? I don't like it.
Okay.
If Eli Manning had all his weapons, not injured,
right,
and he was still playing this badly, you keep him in out of respect.
You bench him for one game. Get his head straight. Get it figured out. Back after one. This is not going to be one game.
And he plays like crap again. You keep him in.
Well, then there's different talk of the season, obviously.
Well, then, no. If he's back, you give him 2 more games. He doesn't. But then you take him out.
I don't know.
You have to. You have to. You're a good quarterback. You'll do when you need to.
All right. And also,
first of all, and again, we're talking, he has the weapons. The weapons are on the field. Okay, we're not talking current situation. That was my little situation. He had all his weapons back. We're not talking Geno Smith as your backup. Smith is your backup. You I don't care if he breaks his arm. You just keep him there.
All right. Can you just give me a minute, and then we're going to call Garino because we got him on the line now. All right. Just give me 1 minute to just say my piece about this Eli thing. Because honestly, we could talk all about this. This is a good topic.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
But we have a lot to talk about here, and we have less than an hour left. So real quickly, I just want to say this. Get this out of the way.
55 seconds.
Eli Manning is that, like Sean from Pine Hill said, Eli Manning is that franchise. He has been that franchise for over 10 years. He has been the emblem of the Giants. Really, Eli Manning is all the Giants' success. The reason is Eli Manning was your quarterback and still is your quarterback, should be anyway. And, you know, Tom Coughlin, good head coach, needed to leave, needed to change the scenery. He left. Now you have Ben McAdoo come in. All right. Eli plays well last year. Very actually. Eli plays well the beginning of this year. He loses Odell Beckham, French idiot, whatever you want to call him. Loses Brandon Marshall. And he loses everyone else. But now you look at it and you think, okay, who's he throwing to? Who's he throwing to? Darkwa, the running back, to do screen? Please.
Those are funny.
So my point is, if you can't throw to anybody, how are you supposed to perform? He can't have the entire team in his hands. You saw how that worked last year with Carson Wentz. He stunk at the last 6 games. But you didn't see everyone saying, oh, Carson Wentz sucks. And just like, honestly, a lot of the Giants fans are like, wait, they're outraged by this move. Because they know exactly what this is, Dustin. This is McAdoo do. An idiot, moron.
That's a terrible joke. Just
listen,
say his name.
Ben McAdoo, he sucks. Putting this on Eli as a scapegoat, thinking it's going to save his damn job. And guess what? McAdoo should be fired by the end of this year. Number one, for benching Eli and trying to even think that people are stupid. And maybe it was Eli. No, it's Ben McAdoo. You get rid of Ben McAdoo if you want to have any success.
Or maybe Ben can keep him and bring him back healthy. With the rest of the guys come back.
Yes.
All right. I mean, hey, if you like Eli, I would want that.
Yeah.
Bench him. Don't let him get injured when he has nothing to throw to and keeps getting sacked all the time.
Maybe they're trusting the process over there. But
now, your local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
What does that mean? That kind of means only one thing I can think. That means we are going to go. Do we have it last week? Go. To Rob Garino. Rob. Robbie!
Yes. How are you guys today?
Good.
I got 2 gifts for you, Mike and crew. 2 gifts. You want to hear them? Can you guys hear me?
Are they good or bad?
Of course they're good. Gifts are not bad. When is a gift bad?
Yeah.
I'm bringing you snow.
Ooh.
And I'm bringing you an Eagles victory this weekend.
Yeah,
how about that?
It is.
I don't know about that.
See, Rob Garino and I.
Come on, what about that?
So, what do you want to talk about first? The Eagles or the weather, Mike? What do you want to do?
We haven't talked about the weather lately. All right, I just want to say this. All right, the kickoff show, it was absolutely fabulous. But I wanted to say that was a very odd, weird word, by the way. But I want to say this: we had to change it because the weather was terrible on Saturday. But ever since that Saturday, knock on wood, the weather's been awesome. We haven't gotten one bit of rain. It's been. You know what? I'm fine if the temperature's going to be like this. As long as we're not getting rain, I'm fine. Don't give me slop rain mixed with snow. Either give me the snow, or don't give me anything. Keep it bone dry. I don't care. I want it. You know what? If it's going to be mild, just stay mild, stay clear, no rain. If it's going to be cold, let's get some snow. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're going to get snow.
Right,
I'm feeling
good.
Pretty confident.
No,
after your little venting there and screaming and crying because it was raining. But now it's been nice. No, it's been good. All things will come to an end. The 6th and 7th, we will feel winter. That's the Arctic front. So around the 6th or 7th, probably closer to the 7th, we'll start to feel that change, and everybody's going to get in that holiday mood. It's going to get cold first. Maybe some flurries, snow showers, possibly Lehigh Valley down to Philly. And then the 10th to the 15th, somewhere around the 12th, we're watching actually two potential East Coast snowmakers and ice possibly. So interesting, because the weather models are starting to hint at that, and both of them are, which this far out, we typically look at the GFS and the European. These are two long-range models. So it's exciting, you know, get everybody in the mood. And I know, Mike, you'll be happy. And to get snow before Christmas doesn't happen that often, at least decent snow. We get that little nickel and dime slushy stuff, little quarter inch, you know. But this could be interesting. Could be very interesting in the middle part of this month. We'll see how it plays out. But right now, the Arctic Oscillation, which is kind of a pinball machine, think about it. The flippers are the cold air, and the pinball is the pool of cold air. The pinball are the flippers that push it. It's putting it in play. So we're seeing this thing plunge on our indices, our long range, around the middle of the month. It's saying it's going to get very cold. Then the NAO is kind of the railroad track or the jet stream that steers that cold to make a storm, and it's steering it right along the East Coast. So we're seeing a lot of things start to come together now that we could see something 12th to the 15th as far as several inches of snow with some ice maybe. There you have it.
I am thrilled by that because we're gonna
there's
have
no rain.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Yes.
No, like rain.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, I don't even know what's gonna happen if it rains at Mike's house. I really don't even know. I'm worried about it.
I really don't want to.
Might be worse than an Eagles loss.
We're gonna have Santa here on the 15th and the 16th, which is a Friday and Saturday.
He turns into Queen of Hearts.
And the 22nd and 23rd. Yeah. The 22nd and the 23rd, we're going to also have Santa here. So as long as it's not a snowstorm those days and we have snow on the ground, that would be awesome. Think about it. Everybody's
here's
out
the,
and there's
Grinch is interrupting all the proceedings.
Yes, exactly.
Guys screaming for snow all year round. I give them snow and it can't be on a certain date. You're very picky,
yeah.
Mike. You're very picky.
All right.
I'm bringing you stuff, but now it can't be on the date that you want it to come in.
No, honestly, Rob, you know what I think it is? I think it's the fact that there's a chance that we might have little inkling of rain. I don't even – look, if you're even going to mention it, I don't want it. I don't want – I'll take no snow if it means we have to get in the beginning. I don't want – just –
okay.
Why can't we just get – please, give me snow, and that's it.
Well – yeah, it's tough sometimes to get all snow in early to mid-December. You know that. We're not quite in the winter till really after Christmas as far as really us getting into more of a snow pattern. But it's pretty cold air, though. It could be all snow. I mean, there's no doubt. This is some pretty cold air coming down. And like I said, we'll, you know, obviously this week and next time when we're talking about the Eagles victory again, we'll talk more about this and we'll be in the heart of the cold air coming in right around this time. So we'll get a better look at that storm. We'll be a week closer to it. So next Wednesday should be a good show. Also,
taking little jabs at me saying, "Oh, after the Eagles victory, listen, how you know how I feel for this game? I've hated it all
we
year
all
long.
Do, Mike.
Yes,
we
all
know.
Year I've said this is going to be a loss. Get over it.
And all year long, get over it.
I, Mike, you know what? I think I had put this one in that L column, too. I remember in the beginning of the season, we talked about the potential kind of losses going out to Seattle. I don't know. Eagles are playing very well now, and I kind of think that they can win this game. I think that Seattle is not as good as I thought they'd be at this point. They're decent. I also think them going out there, they're going to be very fired up to feel some of the teams that could be on the bubble, which Seattle still is, to get into a wild card slot. I think they're going to be up for this game. They do, especially after the Bears game where they have won four games in a row. Do you realize they've won four games in a row? They've by 28 or more points.
Listen,
so they're doing very well. They're peaking, but we don't want to peak too early. I think the Rams game is going to be the tougher game of the two.
I agree.
Going out to L.A., you know, you got a quarterback up and coming, kind of like Carson. I think that's going to be the tougher game of the two.
Seahawks have beat the Eagles the last time and held the Eagles to 14, 14, and 15 points.
Look at who the Eagles were all those games, though. Look
last
at
year,
who they were.
I agree.
Last year,
Mike, you can't even look at that. You can't even look at that. First of all, different quarterback, different running backs, different receivers.
Year,
I mean, Jeffries. I mean, we didn't have Austin Jeffries. We didn't have Aguilar was kind of still new. He now has sort of played into his own, and to me, you know, become a legitimate receiver. Last year, he was still kind of a rookie. I mean, was he a rookie last year? Or is this the second year, right? Yeah. We picked up a guy from Miami. We have Blount. We have so many new players, like different. The whole system seems different to me, and the defense has just been playing lights out. Come on. This is a different team than the last few years. It's like saying the Giants this year, because they beat the Eagles maybe twice in a row last year, whatever. Look at the Giants this year versus last year. Look how different they are.
Right.
It's a whole different thing.
Let's look at this then. All right, offensively. All right, the Eagles got the edge on them. They're third in the league. Seattle is eighth. Defensively. All right, yeah, Eagles got the edge on them. They're sixth. Defensively, Seattle's eighth. Pat, as good as Carson Wentz is doing, 15th. Seahawks?
He what?
Seven. So.
What, defensively?
No, passing. But that's one thing. And you didn't mention rushing, where the Eagles are second and the Seahawks are 20th. Okay, so the Eagles have them.
Well, they don't have a running back.
Okay, yeah. So three.
And look, Eagles are second. Eagles are second, and we just picked up another running back. A good one.
Yeah.
We'd be first if we had him all season. We'd be first.
Yeah, they're 15th in passing, and that's only because Carson is a more versatile quarterback than just throwing it in the air. Okay, he's not worried about getting 400 yards every year. He's worried about winning games, and that's what he does.
He knows how to put the ball in play, and he knows how to not make mistakes. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. This guy's a very smart quarterback right now, and the Eagles have so many weapons. So many weapons. I just think Seattle is going to start to fold a little in the fourth quarter. I think it's a close game until the fourth quarter. And the Eagles, their talent, their drive, and their way they're playing this year is going to show up in the fourth quarter. And they're going to win by 10. They're going to win by a touchdown and field goal. Feeling good about it.
Don't they secure home field advantage if they win this game?
No. Because there's only one game behind them right now.
Yeah.
That's going to go down to the very end. That home field throughout.
Oh, right.
I mean, we have to see what happens tomorrow night with Washington. Because if Washington wins, we get NFC. We win the NFC East if Washington wins.
Right. We could clinch a playoff spot as early as.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time? We clinch a playoff spot tomorrow night. Basically, we win the division. When was the last time the Eagles clinched a playoff spot before December 1st, technically, which is Friday?
Right.
I don't know when that last time that happened.
Hey, it's still before. Yeah, they better for midnight, by the way. But I think if the Redskins beat the Cowboys,
it goes into three overtimes, and then they get it after midnight.
But no, think
yeah, it game's over at 1:15 in the morning.
All the Redskins have to do is beat the Cowboys and the Eagles, clinch a playoff spot. They clinch a playoff berth. They clinch. And this is not my prediction. I know it's not going to happen, but the Eagles could lose and go, 10-6. But they'll still be in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. So anything can happen after that anyway. They're not going to – I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying the Eagles lock up a playoff spot tomorrow, November 30th. And they, I believe the earliest NFC East – or, yeah, maybe even time in November. I don't remember the time a team has locked up the division and a playoff spot in November. That would be something we could look at.
I'm going to go at least –
yeah,
I don't know. I think when they went in 04, they were off to the same start when they went to the Super Bowl against the Patriots. They had the same start. They were putting their stats up Sunday. All the years they went to the Super Bowl or won the championships before they were the Super Bowl, they all started at 9 or 10-1. So we're kind of following that same, pattern. 04, 1980, I mean, not 04, yeah, 04, 1980, when they went against the Raiders. And then the two championships, like 59 and 60, in there, they're all like 10-1. All those teams, all of them.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously the divisions were shaped up differently back then, and clinching and all that was all different.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you got, what do you got, six left? What do we have, five games left? Five left? I think that you have. I think the toughest games are going to be LA and. Surprisingly enough, that Dallas game again could be a little tough. Well, it's in Philly, actually. No, that won't be. If it's in Philly, that's going to be. Sometimes the team takes their foot off the pedal a little once they've got, home field, game one, not game two. Sometimes you can have a little letdown because they don't want to get hurt. Guys play at the top level, but you never know.
Here's what I see happening.
I think they're going to go 4-1. I think they're going to go 4-1 the rest of the way. I think they only lose one game. I think it's the LA game. I think that's going to be a tough game for them. Out in LA, going West Coast back to back.
My God, Rob has them going 8-2.
I had them going 14-2.
That would be just
week three.
I have them 13-3. They're losing in Seattle, and they're also going to lose. I hate saying this, but. On Christmas against the Raiders.
The Oakland?
The Raiders are going to have that division to play for. They are. And we're going to, be lackadaisical. And I don't know. I don't know what happened because I don't know where the Vikings are at. But we're going to have first-round buys. But the matter is, do we have home field throughout? I certainly – I want
the home field. That's a huge difference. Right. I think the home field throughout is a huge difference because Philadelphia, our fans, they're going to go nuts. I remember when I was working for Fox, we had Minnesota the year they went. We had Minnesota the first week with Randy Moss, and I was down on the sideline covering for Fox. I don't know if I told you guys this story; it's pretty funny. And people are throwing batteries at Randy. I'm getting hit with them. I'm like, I get to my producer, my earpiece, and I got to move. I'm getting hit with freaking like 9-volt batteries. people are throwing stuff in the pregame. So. Randy Moss is warming up near me, so they move me, and Troy Aikman comes up to me. Hey, kid, he says to me. Hey, kid, I'm like his age. They're like, hey, kid, he goes, hey, kid, can I borrow your IFP? Mine's broken. It's like your earpiece thing. I'm like, yeah, I guess, but I'm not some kid. So that's a true story. Troy Aikman comes up to me. He's doing his box stuff because we were using the same truck. And then the next week we had Michael Vick come in with Atlanta, and the same thing happened. It was down on the sideline. People are throwing stuff. So it's pretty cool down on the sidelines to cover it. I was doing the pregame stuff and the weather conditions because both the second game, I think, was a little much colder, if I remember. The field was a little slippery. It wasn't covered with snow, but it was just cold, and it got, I guess, hardened up or froze up, so it was a little slippery. It was fun. It was fun. That's the last time we had the home-home back-to-back, and it made a big difference.
Yeah.
We won both games, obviously. So I think that's going to be huge.
Oh, well, look at this. It's going to be the first time that the NFL hosts the city, whatever the thing is. You know, the Vikings are going to play the Super Bowl in their own home state. Yeah, that's not happening because Case Keenum is not going to take you there. Look, that defense, I'm scared of that defense. I am.
Yeah, defense.
But
I don't think Keenum, and I understand saying this, give me the argument. Like, oh, well, oh yeah, look at Carson. I understand that. But I think Keenum has the vision or the maturity to take him to the Super Bowl.
No, he doesn't. So, yeah, come on.
No, because you're gonna get under pressure and throw a couple of INTs in those games. You're just gonna have so much pressure, and things move so much quicker in the playoffs that you're right. I think that guy's just got not enough experience. He's coming in part of the way here. You know, really the third quarterback, Bridgewater. Yeah, what's his name? The guy we had, Bradford, and now him. And I think Minnesota's decent. But I don't even know if Minnesota's going to play Philadelphia in the NFC Championship, to be honest with you. I think the team to watch is still as New Orleans to watch. With Drew Brees' experience, I don't know. Keep an eye on them. I know they lost to L.A. there, you know. But as far as teams that are close to their records, I think New Orleans has the most experience in Drew Brees to get them there because he's been there.
Oh, I agree with that. That's true. But – I don't know. Watch the last three games from New Orleans, especially the last two, when they played Skins, pretty much should have lost. And then last week against the Rams, like,
but if you
all right.
I understand. But like you said, the playoffs, even if the Rams and Saints play again in the playoffs, it's a different atmosphere.
No, I know.
And out of the Vikings, Rams, and the Saints, the only quarterback that has experience in the playoffs and successfully winning playoff games and getting to the Super Bowl. The other two are,
and you know, we saw that with Philadelphia when we had McNabb. Yeah. What's his name's experience? Brady's their experience showed in that game because he even said it. He said everything moved faster in the Super Bowl and even the NFC Championship games. You just it's different. It's different. Players will tell you that the playoffs are very different in the level of a team rising. Yeah,
I agree. I just want to sum something up. And I just saw it now, and I'm a little worried about it.
What now?
One team,
don't say it,
that has revenge.
Don't say it.
They have revenge
don't
because we beat them
don't
this season.
They don't have it either.
And that's the Carolina Panthers.
Said it.
Cam Newton, hot and cold. I the guy's just not steady enough for me. He's trying to do everything, and I think he's going to get a concussion again before the season's out. You may not even see him in the playoffs. Remember I said that. Tape that. Mark that down. Cam Newton's going to get popped before the season. He's doing too much. He's an RT3. I think he's going to do too much. He's going to get popped.
8-3.
What's that?
Rob, keep talking. I'm agreeing with everything you're saying.
I think Cam Newton's going to get knocked out with a concussion before the season's out. I think he's going to try to run the ball too many times. He's going to get hit.
In a revenge scenario against us.
Yeah, but the revenge scenario is going to be in Philadelphia, probably.
So what?
Not that worried about Carolina, honestly. I don't know if teams today, these guys, it's such a business. I don't know if they have that revenge like a backyard brawl of like the Giants or Dallas. I think they would want to beat us after losing. But I think if it had knocked them out of the playoffs, maybe that's a revenge game, something like that. Like if we had to play them at the end of the season and they had to beat us the second time to get in, that would be a real revenge. But to get in the playoffs, and because they lost in the regular season, it didn't really hurt them then. If they get in the playoffs, that game didn't hurt them except for maybe home field at that point. I don't know if the revenge thing with Carolina is that big of a deal.
I feel like we've been on forever, but I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, so I wanted to ask you this. But okay, so we also have two other teams that I'm looking at. Seattle, a revenge scenario if we beat them this week, as you both are. But hear me out, okay? And then
I think Seattle, whatever.
Listen, and then we're all for
the Falcons.
Yeah, they won Super Bowl last year,
and they had. They gave up the biggest lead ever.
And Julio Jones had a career day on Sunday.
Sure. But look at that. Look what you just said. They went to the Super Bowl last year. And folded in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Who does well in the fourth quarter and has shown to do in the fourth quarter all season? Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, that's where they pull out.
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not sounding the alarm, but I'm more than I think I was last week. I don't know.
Got Atlanta?
I think you're trying to psych yourself out so that you can be wrong.
Yeah, I think you are. It's like every team that we've played, you think wants revenge on us.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, NFC just wants revenge on the Eagles. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
If the Eagles stay healthy, as in the whole team, the core that we've got, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to be the team this year if they stay healthy. I think it's all about the players, the key players staying healthy. And, you know, they are the defense. I think they're going to be tough to stop this year.
Rob Guarino said it. Rob Guarino just said, the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl.
You didn't give me a breaking news when I said that 4 weeks ago.
If they stay healthy. Make sure you have that asterisk down there.
Rob, that's what he always does. He'll argue with me until he's blue in the face and be like, I can't believe
for you. It's like how we do weather. We always have an asterisk at the bottom. Subject to change. That's how we get out of everything. You should know that by now. Subject to change.
Everybody calm down here.
I like, you can order your burger rare, eating undercooked.
Right. Come on. But listen, these people out there that are like, you know, honestly, even if Carson Wentz goes down, we're fine. Nick Foles, stop.
No.
Stop.
Like, no, it's over. It's over. It's over.
Wait. How's it doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
I hate
Nick, I don't even want to look at him. The only time I want to see Nick Foles is when we have a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter, okay? That's the only time I want to see
Nick Foles. They're going to fold.
Yeah, that's over. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly how to put it. Yeah, it's Carson Wentz that's the go this year, and he's just playing lights out. And I don't see it changing, even when he has a bad quarter.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, exactly. Stop interrupting people, Andy.
Rob, give me a score for the Eagles Seahawks. You know, I think 33-30 Seahawks. But what say you?
What back that up. What was that? It broke up for a second. What was your score?
33-30.
You think the Seahawks are going to put up 33 points? No way the Seahawks put up 33 points.
That's what I said.
No way.
Have they been
no way.
All season, like
no. 30, Philadelphia 30, Seattle 20. My final score, 30-20. Two touchdowns, two field goals, Seattle.
You know, the Eagles,
and Philly gets their 28 points again.
The whole month of November.
That's unbelievable.
And you're gonna give up
33 all of a sudden to Seattle, who isn't lights out right now. They're decent, but they're not lights out. I would give up 33 points against the Saints. I knew that thing was gonna show up. It's so overplayed.
No, it isn't.
Somebody get their hand on that button. Is it a button that you're hitting?
Is that like a wise ass comment?
Oh, there's that too.
He uses his mouse and it's on the computer here and he clicks on it all the time. And he loves to click on it right when somebody's about to make a point so that you can.
Yeah.
Was that like a wise ass comment?
I put some Gorilla Glue or something on that mouse, something that'll keep them away from it. You know, something.
Yeah. Oh, Chip Kelly wants to know, was that like a wise ass comment?
Chip Kelly? What's your take on Chip Kelly? By the way, what's your take on Chip Kelly going to UCLA?
Yeah, I feel bad for UCLA because I think they have a good coach, and they don't.
I don't know if that program is really set up for him.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, in Oregon, yeah, where it was a running gun and they had all those uniforms. I don't know if UCLA's – I don't know. I don't know the history with that team, you know. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, no, we'll see. We shall see. All right, Rob, we will talk to you next week. This has been great, though. I feel like now we finally had our talk, and now whatever that meant. And we will talk to him next week. Rob, we'll see who's right with this Seattle game. I'm telling you, though, it's a stone-cold loss. Bet the house.
Yeah, 33 points for a team that never let more than one touchdown.
Okay, have you been drinking again tonight, Mike?
Yeah, a little bit.
You have 33 beers tonight? How many beers do you have, 33?
One beer for every team.
Yeah.
I'll drink my tea.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next time, next week, same bat channel.
Exactly. There it is. There he is. Rocky. All right. There it is. All right, Rob.
In there.
We'll talk to you next week.
Later, guys.
All right. There he is. Rob Marino joining us. That was a good talk. Listen, I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't,
that's right. You don't know.
When you say, you know, we get predictions and then, like, all right, I can see it. I can't see this game. I just can't. But you know what I can see? I can see that we are up against it. We will be right back.
Paying bills, huh?
Paying bills right after this. Pillsbury Eastern Honda, satisfaction's
guaranteed. Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg Easton Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right. You know what else is going to be in safe operating condition? Workheiser. They're giving you free estimates, all right? They're always giving you free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They have coupons on the website at workheiserelectric.com. If you speak about coupons, make sure you're speaking a coupon of one sports talk to Workheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey, you can get your weekends back, all right? So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Workheiser. They did it for me. They can do it for you. And I wouldn't go out there because it's so bright. So you can call Workheiser Electric today at 610-866-10. Family owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible. 90 days free. 45 seconds approval. Get updated results. Online day. Cruise car rental service. Accepting home insurance. Free estimates. Stake who is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. So the repairs as they happen. Updated daily on the website. DakeWhoAutoBody.com. Located at 1135 Howardtown Road. North Carolina, PA. 610-264-5507. Miller Lite. The greatest light beer in the original light beer. Drink now, actually. It's Miller time, baby. Beer.
Bud.
Six pack. Get out Miller Lite and make sure you go. Really, I want everybody right now to go to MillerLite.com and just see the cool things they have. They have, like, games and everything.
Yeah,
play.
Bud Light Lime on there.
Yeah.
I want Mason Glory Hole.
I don't know if you could do that on there. But there's a lot to do on MillerLite.com, so
dude,
make
cut
sure
it off.
You go to Miller Lite. Go to MillerLite.com. Woo! Hey! All right, we're back on One Sports Talk, and all right, let's go to. We're gonna go real quick to go over the CBS power rankings, all right? Because all the other ones are bad, and I don't feel like going through that. So real quickly, I just want to go through, because I get the most.
Let's go to the phones.
No. We've got a lot of stuff. All right. Let's go number 10. Look at this. The Chargers are coming back from the dead. And here come the Chargers. with a worse record than my Titans were right below them. Well, guess what? They're playing good football. That 0-4 start seems like a long time ago now. 5-6, and guess what? One game behind those Kansas City. I don't know. I think this division might go to the Chargers. If anyone's division,
this division might go to the Chargers.
I'm thinking 9-7. But, I mean, whatever. That's pretty. Seahawks. Number 9.
Who's playing?
You know, they impressed against the 49ers, but they have a talented week against the Eagles. That will test their speed. It's pretty. Number 8. Falcons now. They are getting the offense going at the right pace. A big one this weekend. The Saints, number seven. The injuries really showed up in the loss of the Rams. Secondary at age 50 stuff. Two starting corners. Their status Bears Watson heading to Carolina game. There's a good game. I'm glad these teams are facing each other this week. We have, look at this.
I like New Orleans.
I'm right. We have the Seahawks, Eagles. We have good games this week, Mike. The Falcons, Vikings.
Big game.
The Saints, the Panthers, and the Seahawks and the Eagles. Those are good. All right? Panthers. I'm getting hyped up for this week. Panthers are picking crap. It wasn't pretty against the Jets, but they found a way to play now. It's a big division road game.
Against the Jets. The Jets can't even lose that. The Jets have a good team.
Oh, they have a good team.
They're going to finish in the middle of the pack.
5, the Rams. They showed they could play with anybody by dominating. They handled it better. Getting better by them. 4, the Vikings. Case Keenum is going to be the quarterback. But now, must show it again on the road against Atlanta. The Vikings defense every week.
I like
they
against
do.
The
Steelers. Number 3.
Good.
Yeah. They showed some defense against the Packers that are fixing it there to make a real Super Bowl push. At least the offense.
Ooh.
Guess who's number
That's
2.
Aggressive.
Guess who's number 2, though? You got those New England Patriots. Look at the top 2.
They would be the only team I'd be worried about. Obviously, you guys.
Almost getting boring watching them every week.
That's what I'm saying. This is boring.
One. The Eagles, they just keep right on rolling. Carson getting better. They are the classic. Biggest movers, by the way, the Chargers up in spot. Top 10. 7 spots. Yeah, I mean, I like the ranking. We're going to do this every week. And I like this ranking. It's the best. I think it has on there. No, trying to try and have it. All right. But you know what time it is now?
No.
We are going to go with our epic pick segment.
Epic pick.
I love that segment. Best of the week. And, tomorrow night, Eagles win the division. That. Redskins at the Cowboys. Eagles win. Up. I don't know if it's an upset anymore. The Redskins win this game. Cowboys have won. But the Redskins win this game. 30-21. Redskins is a 9-point victory. NFC Brown. 24-21. Then, look at these games. These games are good this year. The Vikings, 9-2. I thought it was 7-4. I am going with the upset. The Falcons and Matty Ice.
I get it.
And slow down finally. KC Vikings Falcons win this game. 24-20.
You're right.
that happens, right there with the Eagles hanging in with them, they would be 10-2, and the Eagles would be 10-2 after they lose.
Hey, like you with every Eagles game.
The Texans are at the Titans. I mean, this is a division game, so but I'm not. I'm looking at this and I'm saying fresh meat. And the fresh meat is going to be Tom Savage. Thanks, by the way. Texans don't even come. The Titans win 17-3. Fourth thought.
I think it's closer.
So uninterested in this game.
I am, but looking at the match, I think that. But I.
I can see it. All right, moving on. The Chiefs are at the odd game. Are you ready for this? Let's get it to it. I am going with the upset in New York. The Chiefs continue to lose. They break even. Yet, we'll win this game. But it will be ugly. But 21-18. Jets win the game.
Why? I don't know about that. I think it's 29-26. 25.
Hey, but you're picking the Jets too.
Oh, yeah. Well, only because I feel both.
And I hope it's the last time in a while. Because the only one that looks bad for this week, the Broncos at the Dolphins. The Dolphins win this 24-14. Your thoughts?
I was gonna pick the Broncos, but I think it's on the road, so I'm gonna go. I think it's close. hey, I'm not drinking.
Nine. Yeah, that's a bad thing. You're right, but it's possible.
Right. It's moving. I love the way they're playing. What a coach.
Jaguars.
But, and the Colts.
Head to head. Look at this. 27-0. And then that earlier this year. I'm going to go for 22nd. This game they're going to win. Jaguars will win 24. Your thoughts?
You like the Jaguars, huh?
I don't know if it's up there with the Vikings, up there with the Eagles, up there with...
No,
but you know, I mean, I can... They're that happy.
I finally spent together a few years with them. Just actually started.
Bucks up the Packers with a 21-7. I guess what? Green Bay? after that loss tonight, you're not getting Aaron Rodgers.
I have a. I don't know why I'm putting it up.
Oh my god. Lions at the Ravens. Odd game. Everyone else is playing each other. There's NFC versus NFC.
All right. Well, we forgot those. They can't believe we left them out.
Lions still in the playoff hunt. They're in the hunt. 6-5. Really? Think the Ravens would win. No, I'm picking the Lions. Let's get it done here. Lions get it done. Are you ready for this? 31. No. Whoa. It's going to be an all-field goal jump. Tucker game. All right. Our
Why?
This is going to be a good game.
34-30.
34-30?
Yeah.
The Bills scoring 30? You have the Seahawks scoring 33 points against the team who left one touchdown in this month. All right. So the Patriots. 20. 3. I'm not gonna any respect for the Bills.
You wrote the time, but no. I don't think that they're that terrible.
The Bill?
Yeah. If you remember correctly, last year the game was
what? Shut him out.
Deflating. Cody Brissett. Ooh, someone else to put in.
Not really, because he's on the pole.
What is? I don't understand.
Why? So combined wins.
One of these teams is gonna get 11.
16-13 Bears. No, seriously, that's not bad. He's winning. We're gonna be tied with the team. The Browns are at the Chargers. Chargers pick up the easy win. Are you ready for this score? 41 to nothing. I'll give them 3. The Browns will score 3.
No, I already wrote 0. So that's who you're in.
Yeah.
26-14 Chargers.
The Giants are at the Raiders.
23.
We might have 3-6 after this weekend.
23.
Yeah, I like 28-7. No, 28. Raiders win this game.
29-26.
All right. 31. 28. Close game. But the Rams are at the Cardinals. This will be the one the Rams do. Rams win this game. 17. Not a real high scoring game.
I have.
Wow.
No, 17. But.
No, I
don't know. I mean, we just came earlier this season.
The Alpha Park is 31.
It is pretty tough. right. Oh, Seriously?
Yeah, and 2016.
Yeah, which, I mean, judging by your earned defense for Brad Manning, like, obviously, see what happens to your quarterback sometimes you know what it works. So, obviously, you're going, and the defense was nowhere near as good as the defense. That's why you get up to the point, because Carson Wentz had nobody to throw to, and the defense was okay? Good enough.
Be ugly. 28-7. I can see it. All right. That wraps up the Epic Picks. That wraps up this week. And, we're going to see you next week. We're going to see you next week. And like I said, unfortunately, the Eagles will lose. But you know what? Hey.
Yeah.
They're going to win the NFC East tomorrow night because the Redskins will win. Beat the Cowboys. So the Eagles win the NFC.
You know what's
East?
Probably going to happen? The Cowboys are going to win, and the Eagles are going to be wrong with both.
I can see that happening, too.
I can see it.
We will see you right here next week.
That's not true!
It is true.